Europe's award-winning cheese making. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Former President Trump is facing 37 felony charges related to the mishandling of classified documents. Special Counsel Jack Smith released the indictment.
This indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in the Southern District of Florida. And I invite everyone to read it in full to understand the scope and the gravity of the crimes charged.
CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson says the charges are indeed quite serious.
All of the steps along the way leading up to this moment indicate that the former president engaged in willful behavior to impede, to obstruct, to hide, to prevent law enforcement from being able to obtain this information.
Donald Trump will appear in court on Tuesday. An Austin real estate developer accused of bribing Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is now under arrest. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
Nate Paul, a friend and campaign donor of Paxton's, facing felony charges leveled by the U.S. Department of Justice. The FBI conducted a search of Paul's office back in 2019. The first five of the 20 articles of impeachment against Attorney General Paxton are in connection with his favorable treatment of Paul.
Paxton improperly obtained access to information held by his office that had not been publicly disclosed for the purpose of providing the information to the benefit of Nate Paul,
including the unredacted FBI brief on Paul.
New Haven, Connecticut has been ordered to pay Randy Cox $45 million. He was paralyzed because he was not properly secured in the back of a police van. This woman could not believe what happened.
Completely blows my mind. I don't even have comments about that because no words come to mind. No words.
When the van stopped short, Cox flew headfirst into the rear doors and was paralyzed from the chest down. That mass of smoky air that choked part of the East Coast this week has started to lift. Canadian wildfires are the cause.
Officials in Canada say progress has been made in the battle against more than 400 wildfires burning across the country. The fires have contributed to the smoke that blanketed much of North America this week.
The BBC's Gareth Barlow in Somalia. Ambulances respond to a terror attack at a beachside hotel in the capital Mogadishu. Somalia's state news agency says there's no immediate word on any deaths. Al-Qaeda's East Africa affiliate Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. Four Colombian children have been found alive in the Amazon jungle 40 days after their plane crashed. Their grandfather, overjoyed.
When we found the children, we felt joy and we are grateful to God.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop, located at 520 State Street in Madison. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
93.5, The Tap. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Well, sometimes it's educated educators talking education. Tonight, well, actually, we still have educated educators talking education. Johnny, somewhere stuck in traffic in Portland, Oregon. We wish you well, my friend. We hope you get back to Washington safely. It is Busted Pencils. It is fully leaded education talk. And I am your host, Dr. Tim Slecker. Lots of things going on educationally, but tonight we had to revisit an issue that was, you know, really got a lot of callers, a lot of people talking. It's kind of disappeared from, you know, the mainstream media. I wonder why. But the whole issue of student loans, when we talked to our friend from Student Loan Justice, Alan Collins, we talked about the, you know, the Biden proposal to forgive upwards of $20,000 down to $10,000. We had some great people calling in saying, what a wonderful idea. This is great. We should do this. Alan, though, is kind of always pushing on the going, like, we just need to get rid of the whole darn program. You know, we need bankruptcy. We need it put back in there. Oh, since then, though, if you've been following the student loan tale, a couple people, quote, you know, were offended that they somehow would or either be going to be included, excluded. I don't know, but they filed a lawsuit. It made it all the way to the Supreme Court, while whole bunches of really incredibly important cases are still not even allowed to get near the Supreme Court. Somehow, a couple jokers like me who found themselves offended got their court case all the way up to the Supreme Court. The pause, as they called it. We put a pause on student loan forgiveness while the Supreme Court makes some form of a decision as to whether or not these people have, quote, standing. And if they have standing, well, then we're going to put student loans, you know, we're getting rid of cancellation. However, our friends at studentloanjustice.org and Alan, welcome back to the show. We really appreciate you having on. You're saying, hey, Tim, forgiveness, boycott, all that, move on, whole new discussion going on. Alan, tell us what's happening on the student loan justice front.
Yeah, good to be with you, Tim. You know, this whole conversation about this, quite frankly, meager $10,000, $20,000 loan cancellation, I really think it was a politically contrived animal for probably the purposes of vote getting by the Biden administration in the first place. I think it was kind of designed to fail, but, you know, we have to take two steps back here, and we've got to look at the entire lending program at this point. Even before the pandemic, nearly 60% of all federal student loan borrowers had stopped paying on their loans. And so that's like nearly two thirds of all borrowers not making payments before the pandemic. And after 3.5 years and, you know, 8%+ inflation that is sucking every dollar that the borrowers were saving because of this repayment pause out of them. I'm sorry, but at this point, any honest observer kind of has to say, I think this lending system may be catastrophically failed at this point. If 60% weren't paying before the pandemic, what do you think? My best estimate is that somewhere between an 80-85% of all borrowers are simply not going to resume paying. So you can call that a
We're going to say is that an educated guess, a thought, a wish, a movement? Maybe all of the above. You know, again, the number, though, if you want to jump in, 844-967-2789, Alan Collins, Student Loan Justice. We're talking about the next phase. In fact, Alan, we're going to go right to the phones because we have Gordon from Florida on the line. And again, we want to jump in and make sure that everybody has their voice to say, Gordon, what's the deal in Florida? What are you doing? Student loans, are you going to start paying in 60 days or whenever? Gordon, you're on Busted Pencils. What's up?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Now, I'm one of the very few people that is so poor that I'm on income-based repayment, okay, which means 10% of my discretionary income is 10% of zero. And so I don't have a conflict of interest. Now, the most important thing that you're going to hear all night is that you have a whole bunch of us, about one third or one half of Alan's group, are far right conservatives like me. I mean, you can Google Gordon Wayne Watts. Okay, I'm conservative on every single. I make Rush Limbaugh look like a Girl Scout. No offense to my Girl Scout friends. So, I mean, I nearly won the largest pro-life case since Roe. I got involved in a bunch of other things, but I'm fiscally conservative too, meaning that I view college tuition as a tax. Now, Alan, it took poor Alan two or three times to pound into my thick skull that bankruptcy would not cost the taxpayers. But this is the most important thing that y'all are going to hear all night. Now, the student loan cancellation, whether it goes your way or not, is not going to be a long-term solution. And everyone on both sides agree that. If the student loan bankruptcy legislation doesn't happen, two things are definitely going to happen. Students are going to be naked and defenseless. I mean, gamblers have credit and credit card users have bankruptcy defense. There won't be any long-term protection from predatory lending. And so the liberals and the Democrats, that's the other side, are totally correct. But this is even more important. The taxpayers will continue to spend trillions of dollars. There's only one thing under heaven, short of a miracle from God himself, that's going to make the Department of Ed stop lending trillions to students that won't ever repay back. And that's the threat of bankruptcy defense, which is, for example, why credit card users are not loaned a lot of money. Now, here's something that's very important that Alan also might mention, is that students have actually repaid way more than they borrowed. So technically, college tuition is a tax, and it should be canceled on that grounds alone. But I personally don't care if they cancel it or not. And I'm actually pulling for Joe Biden to lose. And here, even though he actually has the authority to cancel everything under the Higher Education Act. And so he actually should win big time. And at the moral point, the students have been raped, I think is the proper word. I don't want to use an improper word, but I mean, students have really been cheated. But I'm actually hoping that the students lose, and here's why. Because if the students win, they're going to use this as an excuse to paper this over and ignore us. The students should have risen up and demanded bankruptcy as a long-term solution to force the lending to be responsible, and that would force tuition down because colleges would see the students don't borrow as much. But if the students have been very slackers, and the only thing under heaven that's going to make the students call the lawmakers and demand bankruptcy get returned to avert a crash of the.
Well, Gordon, I'll tell you what, the only thing under heaven that might be, you know, something that could do something is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. That's what we're doing. Alan Collins, Student Loan Justice. Lots there from Gordon, Alan, but and we've talked about bankruptcy, and I'm going to spend some time, you know, maybe a little bit later in the show, but we're really looking at this issue right now, this potential that I've been seeing of saying, you know, what's going to happen? We now know that, quote, you know, 60 days after the Supreme Court rules, repayment is going to start. And this is where I start seeing people going, well, you know what? I can't afford it. I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. Is that an orchestrated movement, or is that just a result of a system that is not sustainable?
I think it's just reality, Tim. It's just reality. Can't pay, won't pay. You can call it, people like to call it a strike or a boycott. You know, I disagree. I think what we're looking at is the slow motion deletion by public unconsent of a unconstitutionally predatory lending program. I know Gordon said a lot back in the last call there, but he raises a very important point. You know, the founding fathers called for uniform bankruptcy laws, aka rights, in the Constitution. Like, these people were being, you know, savaged under debt to British banks and merchants, from George Washington to Thomas Jefferson and many others. And this has been uniquely stripped from student loans. It literally lies at the core of all the hyperinflation that we've seen in the price of college, the massive increase in borrowing. And honestly, I don't think that we're going to see anything meaningful from the people in Washington, D.C., unless and until we get this constitutionally enshrined right of bankruptcy returned. Nobody wants to file. But the point is, the citizens have got to get that leverage back. That's what we're fighting hardest for between now and September 1st, because when these loan payments are turned back on, it has the potential to be an absolute bloodbath. It could get really ugly.
So thing, right. So we definitely want, quote, bankruptcy restored. Anybody listening to this should be going, wait. Hopefully you're going, wait, what do you mean their bankruptcy should be restored? I didn't know it was taken away. It's like, yeah, Alan, is worth talking about this. It's like, how many people, you know, I can do a really bad business deal. I can really get overhead on my credit cards, you know, and even President Trump bankruptcy. It's one of the best things in America. It allows you to go out and start all over again, right? Except student loans somehow are uniquely, and I use this word carefully, special, in the fact that bankruptcy, no. In fact, almost, I mean, there's a little bit of wiggle room there. But however, for the most part, we have said, if you have a student loan and you declare bankruptcy, you can wipe out all that other stuff. However, that student loan, of which you took out $15,000 25 years ago and have now paid $45,000 back, but still owe another $60,000, you can't declare bankruptcy on that because you need to pay that back, darn it. I mean, this is the reality, Alan, right?
Yeah, those are the numbers we're seeing. And, you know, at this point, the entire federal student loan portfolio is by and large profit. Like, the federal government, the taxpayers have done exceedingly well in I would say extracting unearned wealth from the citizenry, but you know, they have done just fantastically well on this. And the linchpin of this whole thing is the unique stripping of bankruptcy protections. You know, it's like you said, corporation, everybody for every other type of loan has by and large the same sort of access to the bankruptcy courts, but for student loans. So that should be telling people something. I think the founding fathers, despite all their faults, they had something right when they called for uniform bankruptcy laws ahead of the power to declare war and raise an army, by the way, in the Constitution.
But okay, so we want bankruptcy, but I'm going to give you, you know, here it is, you know, an absolute real person, real statistic. Karen in Florida borrowed 60, repaid all that 60, still owes 250 grand. That's not a hypothetical. That's a reality. And so, Alan, when you put that together and say, like, okay, she paid back everything she borrowed and she's still doing that. And people talk about, like, wait a minute, if we forgive student loans, this is this massive deficit. But if that statistic is true, there's been more than enough money paid back, hasn't there? When we get back, busted pencils, fully leaded, more student loan forgiveness when we get back.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward
forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Right through the undertow. That's what we do here every Tuesday night. Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk. Sagan's back there. Gotta love that. We give it all. We give it all every Tuesday night here. Busted pencils. Our guest, Alan Collins, studentloanjustice.org. We're talking about the debacle that is the student loan system. We did a little bit of the history, some forgiveness, the potential that that's on a pause. The Supreme Court now is potentially going to say yes or no, whether the $20,000 down to $10,000 can be, quote, forgiven. And Alan, though, was pointing out, and we had a great caller from Gordon. We appreciate that. But, you know, the idea here is that, and I'm going to start with this again. So, Alan, I've been paying my student loans, you know, I took out, and when I say, me, I'm creating a hypothetical. So I took out $15,000 over the past 20 years. I paid back $34,000. I owe $41,000 still. When the pause is ended, what should I do?
Well, Tim, in my humble opinion, nobody should pay any more of their hard-earned money into this failed lending system. My best estimate is that 80, maybe 85% of everyone is not going to resume paying. So if you do, well, you know, everybody makes their own decision. I would say that you're going to be in the very small minority of all borrowers. I think the reality for most people, for the vast majority of borrowers, is it just ain't going to happen. And so there's two things that I can tell those people. Number one, we've got to fight as hard as possible to get bankruptcy returned to this debt. It's only with this level playing field that we can expect any of these income-driven repayment programs to actually work. It's the only then that we can expect any meaningful loan cancellation from the president, because honestly, $10,000 or $20,000, that does nothing for the worst hurt people. Very good things will happen when we get bankruptcy rates returned. And I think everything terrible will happen unless and until that happens. So it's a very tough position that we're in. Very tough.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you think about that, and here I am, right? I'm listening to, your advice. I'm a listener out there. Oh, in fact, if you're listening, give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Tell us what you're about to do, when and if the student loan pause ends and we have to start repaying. But, you know, Alan, is it a movement of refusal? Is it a movement of boycott? Or is this a symbolic attempt? Because the reality is that we just want bankruptcy. And what about somebody out there who's saying, but Alan, I believe everything you're saying. I think bankruptcy should have never been taken away from student loan borrowers. But right now, like, I need forgiveness. I need cancellation. Bankruptcy ain't my solution, man. Talk to me.
I totally get that. But here's the thing people need to realize. We've seen what Joe Biden is going to do in the absence of bankruptcy rights. When we, the people, get bankruptcy rights returned, well, any president, whether Joe Biden or the next president, they're going to have to cancel student loans very broadly, very deeply, very meaningfully, because there are 38 million people in the country losing sleep over their student loans. And in an average year, fewer than 1 million people file for bankruptcy for any reason. So you can bet that Joe Biden does not want to preside over the by far the largest wave of bankruptcy filings in our nation's history, including the Great Depression. And remember, when people file for bankruptcy, they're going to bring other loans into that. So that's going to impact other debt sectors. So I guarantee you it's a very short path to very meaningful loan cancellation and a lot of other really good things like good faith loan administration, just in general. These are all good things that the founding fathers knew that we had to have when they called for bankruptcy in the Constitution.
The number's 844-967-2789. It's Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. Our guest, Alan Collins from studentloanjustice.org. You have a piece out there, Alan, and I just want to quote from this. The 45 million borrowers, okay, 45 million borrowers, they have had over 2 years to reflect on this debt. In other words, because of the 2 years of the pandemic, the pause, they've seen trillions in economic stimulus, including $1 trillion in PPP loans that don't need to be repaid, thrown out to the country. Much of the stimulus has gone to millionaires, billionaires, and even colleges who have never been in stronger financial position than they are right now. All these giveaways added to the national debt and required money to be printed or drawn from the treasury. Federal student loans, on the other hand, can be canceled without drawing even a penny from the treasury or adding even a dime to the national debt. A lot in that paragraph. Start with the very first part. I have watched literally lots of people over the pandemic get lots of loans forgiven. Is that part of the sleeping giant of those student loan people who are out there going, you know what, if this turns in and we don't get cancellation, we don't get something, sorry, the PPP loan stuff, that's unforgivable. I'm sorry, if they got their stuff forgiven, what about me? Is that part of the movement that you think might be sleeping out there waiting? Is that there are people who have said, okay, I'm going to wait as long as I can. But the fact is I know darn well that there were lots of people who got billions and billions of dollars forgiven. What about my 20 grand?
I think that's exactly out there in the zeitgeist, Tim. You know, people aren't stupid. We've seen these $1 trillion of stimulus thrown out of the country and all that stuff added to the national debt. So it's people don't realize student loans, as you said, can be canceled without needing one dime from the treasury or adding even one penny to the national debt. There's no easier way to stimulate the economy.
And so emphasize this, according to the research that your organization has done too, it's just like, you know, using again this hypothetical person who took out 60, paid back 60, and still owes another 80,000. The reality is that there's plenty of money that's been paid in. More with Alan Collins, studentloanjustice.org, Busted Pencils, back after the break. We're giving
all. This is the Razor. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump is facing 37 felony charges related to the mishandling of classified documents. Special Counsel Jack Smith made brief comments when the indictment was unsealed.
We have one set of laws in this country. and they apply to everyone.
The former president is due in court on Tuesday in Miami. The smoke from those Canadian wildfires has made it hard for many to see and breathe over the last few days, but it's starting to clear.
Like a breath of fresh air, literally.
That woman expressing relief in Queens, New York. Four children who survived a small plane crash in the Amazon jungle have been found. The BBC's Will Grant says it was the culmination of a 40-day search by the military.
The trackers and search parties played recorded messages into the jungle from the children's family in the Huitoto language, instructing them to stay still and wait for help.
The three adults on the plane all died in the crash, including the children's mother. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinably Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinably's got you covered then too with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinably beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinably. Drink Wisconsinably Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your
Ethel,
turn.
Calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Oh, now, wait until you pull up to the stop and go light, but when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app. Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind. Great to listen to while having a Linies and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic. The Kripescast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Kripescast with me, Charlie Barron.
We've been out here all day. We've had five or six beers and only one fish.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Kripescast with me, Charlie Barron's on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your turn.
Calm down. Hey,
what are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to...